This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. It's Thursday, October 31st. Happy Halloween to everyone trick-or-treating, pumpkin carving, or just enjoying a crisp fall evening. There's plenty on tap for Halloween festivities and also for the weekend. There's an award-winning musical on stage, a festival, and the Panthers are back in town. Joining me for this edition of Weekend in Entertainment is Ryan Pitkin, editor and chief of Queen City Nerve. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Gwen. It's good to see you again.
Great to have you here. So let's start off with the Halloween events. What's going on?
All right, so we'll start tonight with The Haunted Warehouse by Aurora Presents and Basement Charlotte. This one's going to be really hard to get into, not because it's super exclusive, but because it's got a haunted maze for an entryway. Then you're going to go into a haunted warehouse. This will be live performances through the night from a few local artists. There's a costume contest, of course. It's a VIP option that includes a private lounge, private bar, other perks. So a lot of stuff going on within this warehouse.
And this is an event for an older crowd, right?
Absolutely. I wouldn't bring your trick-or-treating kids there. It's going to be 21 and up. And it's going to be 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Griffith Street in Southend. I'd recommend Lyfting, Uber, Light Rail, New Bern Station where you're going to want to get off for that one. It's going to be limited parking.
And let's move to the theater. The Tony Award-winning musical Les Miserables is playing now through the weekend at Ovens Auditorium. So for those who aren't aware about this critically acclaimed musical, tell us about it.
So Les Mis, as I like to say it because I can't pronounce it, it's set against the backdrop of 19th century France. It opened in London 34 years ago to really bad reviews and since has become a staple of the stage with the strengths of songs like I Dreamed a Dream, On My Own, Stars, hit movie with Hugh Jackman not too long ago, I think did well, and it's just it's sort of a cultural staple nowadays. Started this Wednesday, it's going to be running through the weekend, so multiple chances to go see that.
Okay, so now on to the Carolina Renaissance Festival. It's continuing Saturdays and Sunday until November 24th. You went last weekend. How was it?
It was good. I brought my mentee from Big Brother, and we had a great time and trick-or-treating for Halloween. They're always doing different special events. It's basically, you know, a trip back into medieval times for anybody who's never been to a Renaissance fair before. This is one of the biggest ones in the country. It's been running for nearly 20 years now. But there are over 500 costume characters, and that does not count the people who show up in costumes, regardless of what holiday it is. All sorts of stage plays, comedy, great food and drink, and all sorts of different vendors.
Now, Saturday is big in Charlotte in terms of jazz. Jazz is going to be coming to Uptown in a big way with a new venue. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So Middle Sea Jazz is going to be opening up in Second Ward, and that is sort of seen as the return of jazz to Charlotte. There hasn't been a really dedicated jazz club in a long time in Uptown Charlotte, so a lot of people are hopeful that this is going to be a big success. And they're opening up strong on Saturday night with Maria Howell and Noel Friedline. So I definitely recommend getting out there and seeing what hopefully will become a great place to see jazz for years to come in Uptown Charlotte.
And my understanding is that they're going to have a lot of big-name acts coming this spring, Karen Briggs, violinist, and Cheikh Ndoye from Senegal, that they are going to be on stage too. So this will be a big addition for Uptown.
Absolutely. I think Larry Farber, who ran an old jazz club that was successful in the 80s and 90s in Uptown Charlotte, he's the one opening behind this one with some partners, and he definitely knows what he's doing.
Okay. So the World Series is over, and the Washington Nationals pulled it out. Go Nats.
Absolutely. I was going for them. I'm a Red Sox fan, but I was going for the Nationals.
But also, on Sunday, the Panthers are back at Bank of America Stadium to take on the Tennessee Titans.
Right, and I think this is actually a really big game, bigger than it looks on the schedule, just because we're coming off a really embarrassing loss to the 49ers last weekend. But we have one more week at least where Kyle Allen will be starting instead of Cam Newton. So we got to hope that he can continue to hold down the fort while Cam gets his foot better.
Okay, go Panthers. And finally on Sunday, let's skip back to Halloween. If you want to keep the Halloween fun going, there is the Day of the Dead at the Levine Museum of the New South.
Right, so Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, is celebrated in Mexico about ancestors and a positive way of looking back on ancestors who have passed away, building altars. So there are two celebrations. There's one on Sunday, as you said, at Levine Museum. It features a lot of great art, an altar contest, face painting, other fun activities. There's also another one at Friday night and goes all day Saturday at Camp North End, and that's Dia de los Casi Muertos, and that's Day of the Almost Dead. It's an ongoing multimedia project with video interviews, photography, and different art comparing the way Americans and Mexicans see death. So that's a really interesting exhibit if you can go check it out at Camp North End.
Thanks, Ryan, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan Pitkin, editor-in-chief of Queen City Nerve.